Yes, I know the song was very difficult to sing for one who has not practiced. But still, I wanted to sing it because Srila Prabhupada especially was very fond of this song and spoke on it several times. And we find that also here, given in this songbook. This is a very nice song, sung by Narottam Das Thakur. He advises that Nitai Pada Kamala, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Kamala means lotus and Pada means feet, are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one, but of millions of moons. We can just imagine the aggregate total value of the soothing shine of millions of moons. In this material world, Jagat, which is progressing toward hell, there is always a blazing forest fire. And everyone is struggling hard without finding peace. Therefore, if the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which are cooling like the shining of a million of moons. So Nitai Pada Kamala, Prabhupada named the small deities of Gaur Nitai in Mayapur, Nitai Pada Kamala, and placed them on a boat, and he called also the boat Nitai Pada Kamala. So the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are essential, and in this bhajan it is established that without the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, one cannot ever attain the mercy of Radha and Krishna. In other words, become an eligible candidate to go back to the spiritual world. We need that mercy of Lord Nityananda. Once, one of Prabhupada's leading disciples in India was having a very difficult period and began to sometimes go into the city and smoke certain things, marijuana. And when this was going on, then the devotees rang Prabhupada. So they actually didn't speak to Prabhupada, they spoke to the secretary. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was that secretary. So they told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, this and this devotee is smoking and, you know, he's the leader here, and how is this possible? I mean, you know, this is incredible. And Prabhupada, when he heard it, he said, tell him that he has to stop. And if he doesn't stop, I will reject him. Right? So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was shocked, you know, to have to pass on this message, such a heavy message. The Prabhupada was saying, tell him that to stop or I will reject him. And afterwards, so Tamal Krishna Maharaj passed on the message, Prabhupada says. And then after the call, he turned to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I mean, that was very heavy. Would you really reject him? And Prabhupada said, of course not. How could I reject him? The mercy of Lord Nityananda is so great. So just in that little statement, the mercy of Lord Nityananda is so great, Prabhupada revealed how much of a servant of Lord Nityananda he is. How could Prabhupada ever go against the mood of Lord Nityananda? Lord Nityananda does not reject anyone. Then how? How can a follower of Lord Nityananda reject anyone? So the greatest quality of Lord Nityananda is undoubtedly his forgiveness. How else can one, in the midst of Kali Yuga, where people are so agitated, where people are just raving and ranting, where people are just running about from hither to thither. Prabhupada in New York would imitate the sounds of the cars. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Cars flashing by, going from here to there. For no point, going nowhere. Prabhupada's point was that it serves no purpose. So busy going from one side to another, But actually, they're not going anywhere. There is no progress made. So, what is the point? So the entire age is the age where there is so much agitation. The whole planet is trembling under the burden of the population. The whole world population is putting so much pressure on the earth for no reason. For no reason at all. For no reason have we created toxic condition. For no reason have we created great difficulties for ourselves. There is only one reason. Kamesa krudesa rajaguna samutpava mahapapma mahasana vidyenam iha vairinam. That it is lust, the all-devouring sinful enemy of the world. That lust is driving the living entities in their wild search for happiness. And they look in any direction. What can we say? Lord Nityananda is never not prepared to give someone the opportunity to preach. Lord Nityananda is so kind. When Madai hit him with the clay pot on his head, Lord Nityananda did not become angry. Lord Nityananda did not turn away. When Lord Nityananda's head was bleeding, Lord Nityananda did not stop. Lord Nityananda continued to be kind and merciful and continued to offer the holy name of the Lord. So this is the nature of Lord Nityananda. Tara Shakshi Jagai Mandai. He is the Jagai and Madai stand as the proof of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. There is no doubt about that. And that pastime is maybe the most important pastime of all the pastimes of Lord Nityananda, if we can select one as the most important. But in one sense it is the most important, because Prabhupada explained that now the entire population has become like Jagai and Madai. So in this way, we have become like that, full of all the vice of this age of Kali. And the whole world is like that. So Lord Nityananda is somehow or other making us eligible. It is said that the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are cooling. This is important. They cool down the agitation of the age of Kali. Judai means relief. Ye chayai jagati judai. That shadow gives relief to the entire universe. If one actually, Srila Prabhupada writes, if one actually wants relief from the struggle of existence and actually wants to extinguish the blazing fire of material pangs, Narottama Thakur advises, please take shelter of Lord Nityananda. What will be the result of accepting the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda? He says, Henu Nitai Binabai, unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, Radha Krishna Paitanai, it will be very difficult for him. It will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna and associate with the Supreme Lord in a sublime pleasure dance. Narottama Thakur advises that if one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So sometimes it is said that that Lord Nityananda is Adi Guru, the original spiritual master, because he is none other than Balaram. And Balaram is the expansion of Lord Krishna. Again and again, the point is made that there is no difference between Lord Krishna and Balaram, or between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya told Raghava Pandit, today I'm going to tell you a great secret. I will tell you a great secret. He said, there is no difference between me and Nityananda. Whatever Nityananda does, I am doing. Right. So this is very interesting how the Lord is taking different forms, and sometimes these forms are taking opposite decisions, opposite sides. Just like Balaram was protecting Duryodhan, and Krishna wanted that Duryodhan be killed. He wanted Arjuna to take up weapons, although Arjuna didn't want. And Balaram was just on the opposite side. So how interesting that the same Lord has two forms and that take opposing positions. We also see that Lord Chaitanya took the most strict position of sannyas. Very, very strict. And would not even speak to all his family members and anything. And then that Lord Nityananda tricked him and brought him back to the house of Advaita Acharya by telling Lord Chaitanya, this is the way to Bengal, to Vrindavan. And it was actually, Lord Chaitanya was so blinded by love of God, he didn't see where he was walking. And Lord Nityananda sent him in by trick in the wrong direction. When Lord Chaitanya was walking in the land of Radhadesh, where Lord Nityananda appeared, away from where the Ganges is flowing, Lord Chaitanya was not happy. And he turned back to the Ganges. He went with great speed, and only Nityananda could keep up with him. On the way, there were some cowherd boys. And Lord Chaitanya called out to these cowherd boys, chant! And the boys chanted. Then, when they chanted, Lord Chaitanya became overwhelmed by ecstasy. Lord Nityananda took advantage of that moment that Lord Chaitanya, that the tears were shooting from his eyes, that he lost contact with the external world. And he said to the cowherd boys, do you see that sannyasi? Yes, the boys said. Lord Nityananda said, he's not totally all right. He's got a problem, you know, with his mind. Yes, the boy said, we can see, yes. So, Lord Nityananda said, he's going to ask the way for Vrindavan, right? Point on towards the path along the Ganges, okay? Yeah, sure, the boy said, okay. Like this, Lord Nityananda arranged everything, and the boy sent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along the path on the Ganges, Lord Chaitanya was thinking he was approaching Vrindavan, but actually approached the Ganges, and right there, he jumped in the water and thought it was the Yamuna, but only to see that Advaita Acharya was there in a boat, and Lord Chaitanya said, Advaita Acharya, what are you doing in Vrindavan? He said, indeed, my Lord, wherever you are is Vrindavan. Right? So, Lord Chaitanya was not that much lost in ecstasy that he couldn't figure out that here something is wrong, right? And he understood suddenly that Nityananda had cheated him. So how interesting that one incarnation of the Lord cheats the other. This is really full of transcendental taste, right? This is the excitement of the spiritual world. The Lord arranges it. That there are parties and that there is politics and that everything is there in the spiritual world. But it's all ecstatic instead of the draining politics of the material world, because it is all meant for the pleasure of the Lord and the Vaishnavas. Lord Nityananda's politics, right, were certainly as good as the politics of anyone. They were maybe better. Very good politics. He managed to manipulate the situation in such a way that Lord Chaitanya once again met up with all the devotees from Navadvip And the ecstasy that was experienced then was inconceivable. Mother Sachi was brought, and Mother Sachi cooked for her son, and no one could imagine what she cooked on that occasion. Because never before had she cooked like that. Because never before she had cooked with so much urgency, realizing this is my last chance that I will ever cook for Nimai. Right? So all this was staged by Lord Nityananda. So in this way, when within the pastimes of the Lord, the politics are there. The politics are of a different nature than the politics of the material world, because the politics of the material world are a bitter fight where everyone is trying to establish his own position, his own might, to show his own prowess and to show his own gain. But Lord Nityananda was simply in the most merciful mood, politicking like anything, right, to give the mercy to all the Vaishnavas. Right? In this way, the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are full of nectar. Lord Nityananda had appeared in the land where the Ganges didn't flow. He was the son of Harai Pandit in Padmavati Devi. His parents were totally in ecstasy with such a son because he was amazing. As a child, Lord Nityananda performed all the pastimes of Lord Krishna along with his friends and acted them out in plays. And he became so absorbed in these plays, it became the reality. And everyone in the village got into it. All the adults were just watching the child play. And it wasn't just ordinary child play. They were just enactments of the pastimes of the Lord. And it was just so amazing. And how did this boy know all these pastimes? No one could understand. There is the famous story how they were performing Ramlila one day. And how there was the great battle with Ravana, and how the son of Ravana, Indrajit, shot a deadly arrow into Lakshman, who lost consciousness. And Lord Nityananda was playing Lakshman. He was Lakshman. Lord Nityananda went unconscious. All the boys were so shocked, they had forgotten that Nityananda had said before, if I go unconscious, bring the healing herb, the Mrityu Sanjivani from, what's that hill called again? Can you remember? No, I cannot now. Something hill. The hill that Hanuman brought. Yes, all that was played and enacted, and Lord Nityananda had lost consciousness, and no one remembered. All the boys were shocked, and everyone thought that he was dying. Finally, someone was saying, yeah, but he was playing. He was playing Lord, in the Leela of Lord Ramachandra, the role of Lakshman. So he is waiting for the healing herb, and then the boys remembered it. Yes, yes, that's what he said. Then one boy playing Hanuman brought the healing herb, and Lord Nityananda was revived.
What did he bring?
I don't know what he brought. No, we can try and look it up in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it may be described, but I don't remember. So, Lord Nityananda was actually constantly remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Adi Guru. This is actually the position of the true spiritual master. The true spiritual master is remembering Krishna. That is one's qualifications, one's remembrance of Krishna, one's constant remembrance of Krishna. How we're always thinking of Krishna, talking about Krishna, meditating about Krishna, chanting the name of Krishna. And Lord Nityananda always showed this feature all along. Lord Nityananda from the very beginning was absorbed in remembrance of Krishna. Adiguru, the original spiritual master. So, this is the concept that we are meant to follow in the footsteps of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda teaches us by example how to act, how to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the self-same Supreme Lord in the mood of Sevak Bhagavan, or in the mood of the servant. So this is Lord Nityananda. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that Lord Nityananda is Adi Guru, or the original spiritual master. But then others say that the original spiritual teacher is Srimati Radharani. Said, and both are truth. Said, but Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, for those who are on the path of Krishna Prem, who are approaching Krishna Prem, for them Srimati Radharani is the spiritual master. For all the others, Lord Nityananda. Srila Prabhupada installed Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan on Raman Reti, the place where Krishna and Balaram used to rest with the cows in the afternoon. And Srila Prabhupada explained that Krishna and Balaram were installed in that temple in Vrindavan because Krishna and Balaram are non-different from Gornitai in a purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila. Srila Prabhupada explains like that. And then for this we understand that yes, Prabhupada also made it very clear. We need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So the mercy of Lord Nityananda is manifesting itself in the form of the holy name. It is that holy name of Krishna that will give us the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Without chanting of the holy name, it's not possible. There is no question that one can get ever the mercy of Lord Nityananda. There is no such thing. We must chant. Preferably, we must chant all the time. This is what it's all about. So we must gradually make an adjustment in our consciousness to come to the point that we can chant all the time. Lord Nityananda is a deliverer of the most fallen. And whatever we do, whatever may happen, we should always hold on to his lotus feet, which means we should not give up the process, even if we are struggling, even if our feet are slipping on the path. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Durgame patime nasya skalat padagatir muhu, yat kripa swastidanena santa santavalambanam. Whatever we do, we should never leave the association of the Vaishnavas. But it is difficult. If we are not following the instructions of Lord Nityananda, it will become more and more difficult to stay in the association of the Vaishnavas. Therefore, we should try again and again to come to the pure platform. Even if we are struggling, we should again and again resolve to make a new start. Because otherwise, the mercy of Lord Nityananda cannot flow properly, and we will gradually dry up as a result. And it will become more and more difficult to remain in the association of the devotees. We'll become careless. We'll make offenses. And once offenses are made, then we go downwards quick. So this is the only thing. We see that Lord Nityananda was still merciful to Jagai, because, and Madai, but Lord Chaitanya would not entertain being kind to Madai because he had beaten Lord Nityananda. To Jagai he gave the mercy, but not to Madai. Only when Madai came to Lord Nityananda and begged forgiveness, right, then Lord Chaitanya would allow Madai also to develop love of God. It is said, however, that after that, Madai was still not happy. Right? So this can be, that one can receive the mercy of Lord Nityananda and yet still not be happy. Because when one has committed offenses, then one is barred from susukam kartamavyam, from relishing spiritual life. So therefore, the offenses are most dangerous. So we're seeing then that Madai repented and begged Lord Nityananda for forgiveness, who forgave him. And still, Madai was not happy. And Lord Nityananda asked him, Madai, why are you still not happy? He said, I have offended so many people, and I don't even know who I've offended. How can I ever get them to forgive me? Lord Nityananda said, all right, you make a bathing ghat at the Ganges. Because the Ganges is very purifying, and in this way you can serve all the pilgrims that come to take bath at the Ganges. And by doing so, you will be, by serving the Vaishnavas and taking bath in the Ganges, you will be purified from all those offenses that you've committed unknowingly. So, we must beware. We must never give up the association of the Vaishnavas, and we must never give up the endeavor to serve Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and to readjust our life according to their desire. We have to make an endeavor to conquer our lower nature. We cannot just give up. Anyhow, what to do? We go on and chant Hare Krishna in all regards, in all situations, non-stop, hoping that somehow or other the mercy of Lord Nityananda will come. Still, if one wants to become glorious in this movement, one must do it by adopting strictly the four regulative principles, right? By strictly adopting the process of chanting the holy name. If we do so, then this process of Krishna consciousness will fructify, and surely one will attain love of God if one is very careful to guard against the offenses of the holy name. This is the promise of the Lord. There is no doubt. It is happening. It is going on. It's happening to us. We are being transformed, right, with great power by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. The only thing is that we are hesitant about chanting. And we should therefore overcome this hesitation somehow or other. Whether we have resistance or not, we should chant again and again as much as possible. And give up all other engagement in the service of the holy name. Either chant the holy name or serve the holy name. Let's see. Yeah. In this way, the animalistic propensities can gradually be transformed. It is stated that mankind is dvipadapasu, or the two-legged animal who somehow or other has received the mercy. But it is very difficult. Seipasu bara durachar. Such an animal is very fixed in his degraded behavior and very difficult to train. It is said that one can tame even a tiger, but one can never tame a sinful man. That is not possible. Yes, one cannot tame him. He'll do it again. Yes. So, therefore, we have to purify. We have to understand that we ourselves, unless we always look for more purification, we cannot go forward. Lord Nityananda is the one that gives us spiritual strength. That is explained in the seventh canto of Bhagavatam, that Balaram is the source of spiritual strength, and that Krishna is the one who gives transcendental knowledge. Yes. So it is by praying to Lord Nityananda that we can do it. It's difficult to be a devotee. It's difficult to follow four regulative principles. It's not easy to cut with one's previous life. It's hard to give up old habits. It's not easy. It's not so easy. How to do it? The mind will protest. The senses will protest. And even although we may be walking in the dress of a Vaishnava, how many times do the thoughts come in the mind from, what am I doing here? Can I really go on with this? Can I go on with this? Such thoughts will come in the mind of all. There is not one who is exempt. Not one. Not one who never thinks of, what if I would go away? Okay. This is the nature of the age of Kali. Right? So, how to stay? By praying to the mercy of Lord Nityananda. It is very important. It is that mercy of Lord Nityananda that can make us stay. To ask Lord Nityananda, please forgive me. I am fallen. I made so many mistakes. I did not do very well at all so far. If I look at my track record in spiritual life, I've blown it. I've blown it many times. So please, please forgive me and somehow or other help me to go forward. If one doesn't pray like this and thinks, no, this is not for me, then we make a mistake. And we make the biggest mistake. It's for us. For us. We are that person who has not actually managed to do it so far. That's us. We are the one who, in spite of everything, you know, initiations, tilak, all the, you know, ornaments of that we are attired with, right, are not enough, right, to free us from doubt. Yeah, from the doubt to give in to the pressure of lust. Right? Lust is so strong. It is said, Indriyana mano buddhir asya dhistanam uchyate. The lust is situated in the senses, in the mind, in the intelligence. And always, again and again, we will encounter lust. There's no doubt about it. And no matter how holy we appear, right, in dress, in behavior, in speech, at times, lust comes so close to us that for a moment we think, well, maybe I should give in. So how to deal with these moments of weakness, how to deal with them, right? How to deal with these moments of doubt? Can I maintain such high standards? Is this for me? Can I do it? Right? How to deal with these kinds of doubts? Right? Only by taking shelter of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So taking shelter of the mercy of Lord Nityananda means to take shelter of devotional service. Lord Balaram is serving Krishna in so many ways. Lord Balaram is serving Krishna in any way possible. It is said that Balaram expends himself in many forms. He becomes Seshanak, the bed on which the Lord rests. Lord Balaram expands himself and becomes all the paraphernalia of the Lord. Lord Balaram becomes the altar. The other day here, I saw that our pujaris had taken the point of the altar and were keeping it in the cupboard, and then they were putting it back on. So I was asking if they were putting the altar to rest or something like that. Right? It looked like that, you know, they'd taken off a piece of the altar, like they're putting in a bed or something, and then put it back on in the morning, just like taking off the crown of the deity, you know. It looked like they were taking the crown off the altar. Well, not inappropriate, because actually that altar is Lord Balaram. In the Mahaprakash Lila, which is the Lila where Lord Chaitanya manifested his transcendental nature, the first thing Lord Nityananda did was to go, first Lord Chaitanya went to sit on the altar and Lord Nityananda went under it to support it immediately. Immediately. Because he is always the servant of the Lord. Lord Nityananda expands himself like the shoes of the Lord. If there's kirtan to be done, Lord Nityananda becomes the mridanga and the kartals. Yeah, that's why we never put him on the ground. No way. And if we do, we touch him to the head because Lord Nityananda himself is taking the position of the kartals for the pleasure of the Lord. Lord Nityananda or Lord Balaram even becomes... Going to put the madanga on his cushion. Ja, nice. Ja. Lord Nityananda, or Lord Balaram, even becomes the holy dam of Vrindavan. Right. He becomes that also. So, it's inconceivable in how many ways Lord Balaram is serving Lord Chaitanya. In any possible way, he is there involved. So, when Lord Chaitanya is coming in the material world, surely Lord Nityananda is there. Lord Chaitanya is using Lord Nityananda as the principal preacher. Lord Nityananda was the first and foremost preacher. Right? That was the instrument of Lord Chaitanya. It was Lord Chaitanya who sent Lord Nityananda to Bengal to preach. It wasn't easy for them to go. First of all, to leave the association of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda didn't want to go. But anyway, Lord Chaitanya insisted and sent him away, along with a group of devotees, and the Sankirtan party of Lord Nityananda went along the road. And when that Sankirtan party of Lord Nityananda went along the road, they were so ecstatic, they all the time lost the way. Each time they missed the turn, because they became so absorbed in talking about Krishna and chanting and all these things that they missed the turn. And again, they were 20 kilometers too far, and then they start asking someone, oh, well, no. Bengal, it's this way. And each time, wrong turn. They turn back, and again the wrong turn. It said that Ram Abhiram froze on the spot and took a tribhanga rupa, a tree-bent folded form with a flute, and stood like that, didn't move, like for many, many hours. Right? Just stood like that. And everyone was just ecstatic, dancing. The kirtan was just inconceivable. Lord Nityananda's Sankirtan party was an ocean of love of God. Lord Nityananda was totally transcendental, dressed in bluish, yellow and white silks. He did not look like a renunciant. Rather, he looked like totally opulent, dressed with jewels, dressed with many flower garlands and a huge turban. And so much decoration that even some dacoits once thought to steal all the wealth of this sadhu, who must have received all these things from some king, right? And see him walking like that, inconceivable, right? And they thought to steal, and they were following the Sankirtan party. The Sankirtan party of Lord Nityananda was going through Bengal from place to place and everywhere, sweeping up more people into the nectar of Sankirtan. It was so attractive, people just couldn't give it up. And the thieves were following. It is described that these thieves thought that one night when Nityananda and his parties were staying in the house of a wealthy man named Hiranya, they thought, now we will attack. And they went to lie in an ambush, and they wanted to attack after dark. But somehow or other, all of them fell asleep. And they all woke up in the morning when it's the sunlight, all surprised. What happened? How could this go on? Like accusing each other, you know, like, I mean, how could you fall asleep? This is ridiculous. What kind of... And they waited again for a new opportunity, the new moon, the dark night. And in this dark night, they were ready to attack. But then, somehow or other, as they were approaching the house where Lord Nityananda was staying, suddenly there were these huge soldiers, monster soldiers, marching around the house with big swords, walking up and down. I'd never seen anything like that. I said, God, this king must not have only given him jewels, but even soldiers also. He says, look at this, you know, wow, we can never attack him and get all his wealth. So they waited again for another opportunity. And the leader of the dacoits was saying, soon these soldiers will go back to their king. We will get him. And they tried for a third time at a moment which was favorable. And at that time, suddenly, in that night, when they were approaching the house, all of them went blind. And they fell in different ditches, and they broke arms and legs, and became injured, and fell in thorn bushes, and got cut, and suffered, and it was just too much. Right. So, the leader of the dacoits, who was a fallen brahmana, a Brahma Bandhu, could understand. This Nityananda is not an ordinary person. He could understand. Somehow or other, he received the mercy and could understand that Lord Nityananda was the Supreme Lord and surrendered to him. And it is said that from that time, he used to preach. He went back out and he went to preach amongst the people where he came from. See, so the followers of Lord Nityananda preach amongst those where they came from. And he preached and he brought many, many people, all dacoits. So sometimes they'd see some heavy, heavy personalities appear to Lord Nityananda, and they would all fall flat on the ground before Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda would accept them. Right. So this former dacoit would just bring more and more dacoits to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And in this way, we also go back to our own people, to where we came from, to our own circles. And in this way, Krishna consciousness will spread in a very personal way, that each person has his own circle of friends, and there he goes. And in that circle, he naturally preaches. He is naturally respected. Right? He is naturally heard. He is naturally a leader. He is naturally a guru. And in that place, he will preach. But not only did Lord Nityananda preach in that way. Lord Nityananda went to every door. He knocked on every door, right, and performed kirtan, asked people to chant, and everywhere people were taking up the process of devotional service. And this is our process. So this process of knocking on doors, of approaching people in the street, of hitting them up, is not a newly devised plan, but rather it is the plan of Lord Chaitanya. It is the blessed plan of Lord Nityananda. So if we can remember that, we must. When we are out in the street, it is austere. We have to face the weather. We have to face the moats. We have to face the people who are not... who are not in an inspired mood, right? Who are not waiting for us, who are sometimes very indignant, you know, very, very upset with us. You are Hare Krishna. Why don't you just say that to the people that you are Hare Krishna? Right? Well, you are a Christian, right? Why don't you just say to the people, I'm a Christian? That, yeah. So many arguments with so many people. They argue, they abuse us, they chastise us, They play with us like cats and mouse plays. Oh yes, I'm so interested. Oh how nice, yes, thank you so much. Oh it's for free. Oh yes, I love it. Oh no, no, no. And then in the end, no, thank you, I have my own philosophy. You know, time wasters, you know. Jesus loves you, brother. Jesus is the only way, yes, all that. So many things we have to face. So in order to do it, we have to remember Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya. We have to not only remember, we have to invoke the mercy. Therefore we must chant. As if one is on Sankirtan, one must chant. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. We must chant the name of the Panchatattva many times. We must chant the name of Krishna and Balaram, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada points out that Krishna, yes, is Lord Chaitanya, and that Ram is Balaram, and therefore Lord Nityananda. And therefore in the holy name, we are also chanting the names of Gaur Nitai, again and again, praying them, praying to them for shelter. At the same time, also Radha Krishna, we're also praying to Radha Krishna in that holy name. Hare is standing for, is a form of Hara, which is representing Srimati Radharani. She who steals away the mind of Krishna, the all-attractive. Madan Mohan Mohini, right? Or she who can bewilder the mind of he who can even bewilder the mind of Cupid. All these things are considered. So, everything is there in the chanting. The deepest aspects of the philosophy, we cannot change. We just chant those names. Sometimes in Vrindavan, there is a group of people who chant the names of Radha Krishna instead of Hare Krishna. Why not Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radha Radha? If that is what it means anyway. Right? Why not? Because within the Maha Mantra, everything is there. The mercy of Lord Nityananda is there. The mercy of Lord Chaitanya is there. And Vrindavan is there. And the pastimes are there. And the whole ras of that exists of separation between Radha and Krishna is there. Everything is there. So, therefore, it must be in that form and not in any other form. Just like in the back of our temple in Vrindavan, there is a group of Vaishnavas who are chanting different names. Nitai Go, Radhesham, etc. They go on, right? They chant like that. And Prabhupada said, yes, there is some benefit because they're chanting the names after all. If one chants the name Nitai, 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 there is benefit. Jai Gaur, there is benefit. Nitai Gaur, Radhesham, there is benefit by chanting these names. But it does not compare to the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Because within the Maha Mantra, everything is there. And by chanting the Maha Mantra, one invokes the presence. One invokes the presence of Lord Nityananda. He's right there. And one invokes the presence as of Lord Nityananda as the servant of Hari. As the servant of the Supreme Lord. And we invoke the presence of Lord Nityananda, who brings us all the way along the path of devotional service to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. All that is there. So we must keep this in mind, that we chant that Maha Mantra, and that before we chant the Panchatattva Mantra to be free from offense. What can we say? On a day like today, one could make it a whole day of reading different Nityananda stories, different portions about Lord Nityananda from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and also other, also Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's a lot about Lord Nityananda. Yeah. There are many songs. One could read translations. And we could be reading from morning till night. And that would be a wonderful way to observe this day. Unfortunately, many of us have other pressing service, and therefore we cannot do that. Still, maybe we'll find some more time to read and discuss. That would be nice. I wanted in this lecture do what is most important. Establish the essence of our relationship with Lord Nityananda. Yeah. I mean, that is the first and topmost meditation on a day as today. Then we must understand, in the light of that, we must understand the tattva of Lord Nityananda. Therefore, I have shortly mentioned something about the tattva of Lord Nityananda, how he is Balaram and how he is the expansion of the Lord and how he expands himself in so many ways. And finally, I have mentioned a little bit about the lila of Lord Nityananda, right? Although there is so much more. But the essence is that we understand how much we are dependent on him and how much we should endeavor to please Lord Nityananda and how that will make all the difference, all the difference. No matter who we are, what we are, that we should do. And always refresh our relationship. Just like the spiritual master is the representative of Lord Nityananda. And every year we're offering Vyasa Puja to the spiritual master. We're honoring the spiritual master on his appearance day for the purpose of purifying ourselves and especially to renew our commitment, At that time, we are taking an inventory of our performance, our relationship with the spiritual master are the instructions that we receive from the spiritual master. At that time, we are taking an inventory to see how much have we actually been able to perform, to follow these instructions. What has our performance been? And what can we do now to improve and to renew our commitment to follow the instructions of the spiritual master? So, Lord Nityananda is the original spiritual master. Therefore, the observance of the appearance day of Lord Nityananda is practically speaking like the Vyasa Puja of Lord Nityananda. It is the opportunity to renew our commitment to serve Lord Nityananda purely as he desires. He told Jagai and Madai, sin no more. Now sin no more. That is our business. We are Jagai and Madai. So sin no more. We must stop it. With whatever difficulties we may have, we must stop it. And we must take shelter, as Lord Nityananda says. That is our aim. Then everything will come. All auspiciousness will come. Everything will become wonderful. So this is a very blessed day. And such an appearance day is not at all an ordinary time. On the appearance day of the Supreme Lord, there is special mercy. There is no doubt about it. So if one on this day makes some special endeavor for the pleasure of Lord Nityananda, anything special, then one can get some special mercy. So in the whole, this day, whatever may be, everyone should contribute to this somehow or other. I will leave it at that. So if there are any comments or questions...
Yes, I want to repeat the question. The comment. If you can say something about quality, your quality of stubbornness.
Of who?
Of quality of stubbornness.
Stubbornness.
Soberness.
It seems so contradictory to the nature of Lord Nityananda, being sober, because Lord Nityananda is always intoxicated. It is described how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami had a dream where Lord Nityananda appeared, and he was seeing him in a darkish complexion with bluish clothes, and he was chewing betel nuts, and his eyes were rolling in his head, and it totally intoxicated. And in a very loud, rumbling voice, he was calling out the name of Lord Chaitanya and the name of Lord Krishna, and he was walking like a drunken elephant. With a slow gait, a slow movement, so it is described. So how can we understand that Lord Nityananda is sober, and yet he is most sober, because he is never, ever under the influence of Maya, and only one who is under the influence of Maya is not sober. So the quality of soberness actually means to be free from the influence of the illusory energy. Lord Nityananda, in all directions, wherever he appears, drives away the influence of illusion. Therefore, he is sobriety, right? Personified, right? He is that. He comes to cool down the entire universe, where everyone is mad. And bring sanity everywhere. And in this way, Lord Nityananda is totally sober. And yet always intoxicated. Drunk. So he's drunk and sober at the same time. This is the amazing nature of the Lord. Any other comments, questions?
You said that the color of Lord Nityananda is golden complexion with the red tinge.
Well, it is there is different colors described, but in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said a darkish complexion. Yeah. So this Gora Rakta Kalevaram, right, which we have read somewhere in some mention, yeah, reddish golden. That we have also heard different mentions. But Chaitanya Charitamrita says darkish complexion. So, a painful question. Don't worry, I can handle some pain.
Is it offense to
what?
Offense by argument to fry out the younger
the question is it an offense to by argument fry out a younger devotee. Sometimes it's mercy. And sometimes it's an offense. Because you cannot make blanket sweeping statements. You cannot generalize in these things. Each case has to be judged individually. But when a mature Vaishnava fries out a younger devotee, he does it with love. He fries him to a crisp with lots of love until, right, he is totally almost burned. And then, when he's broken his heart and practically reduced that fried devotee to a state of total despair, then he picks him back up and with love restores his enthusiasm to serve. But a less mature Vaishnava, right, who is not putting someone's enthusiasm back together after having fried out a person, yeah, he might fall prey to throwing someone back into the material world. So Lord Nityananda will not look upon such a Vaishnava with great pleasure from, oh, how nice what you've just done. You've just, some conditioned soul came out of the material world and you have just tried to teach him the standard of Krishna consciousness in such a, with a blowtorch, right? And you have just tried to deep fry him to the point of where he thoroughly understands the proper standard forever and ever and never forgets it, and then gets totally frustrated and goes back to the material world for millions of lifetimes. Lord Nityananda will not glance upon such a devotee with great pleasure, obviously. Yeah. So we must be careful like that. Yeah. Pravita Prabhu.
What should you do then in, if you, fry out someone, and even if you're just, sometimes
it's... Yeah. Yeah.
Because sometimes you're right, but the person can't handle it.
Yeah.
So the person leaves the temple in a fit, and you don't see him back.
Yeah.
Sometimes for a month.
Yeah.
Or he doesn't come back anymore.
Yeah.
What you should do?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's all right for a little while, but if someone doesn't come back, etc., then I think at one point we have to... be a little soft, like also, and maybe say, anyway, you know, look, you know, show the other side again. It's like, what can we do? You know, I mean, we're all trying, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, you don't feel so bad, like, you know, there's nobody of us is perfect. I mean, you know, maybe you're not perfect, but we're also not perfect. You know, we're all just trying to be part of this movement. So, you know, you're just like everybody else. So let's get together and try it again. Yeah. Yeah, it may have to go to him. It may have to contact this person. Yeah. Yeah. We may have to go out of our way to bring somebody back. So many people have left this movement. They felt mistreated this way, that way. If we just say, well, you know, what can we do? They left. Then at the end, so many will be out there and they're devotees and they're suffering and they have their, you know, their hurt feelings. And I know, when you go talk to them, sometimes you think, well, you know, I mean, but wait a minute, you know, there was another side also, you know, it's not just that you're just a victim, you were not that holy either, come on. You may think like that, they may not be able to take it. Sometimes we have to. Anyway, it's difficult, and I think some people are better at this than other people. Right, and they should do it also more than others. There are devotees who are very good at that, at this, the hugging thing. You know, you have these devotees that can hug others in such a way that it forget that all things are forgotten. So different people have different talents, but we must be kind to those who somehow or other felt disturbed by the behavior of the devotees. Otherwise, so many come, so many will go, isn't it? And we're seeing that. Like, you know, we're feeling a little, you know, we're feeling like, sometimes we feel like dinosaurs, right? Extinct creatures, you know. What are we doing here, walking around in ISKCON today, you know? It's like, everybody from yeah, who was there in the days and we were new, where are they now, kind of thing. And then it will always be like that. Yeah? Always only new devotees. 2-3 year old devotees, and then we have to go through the frustration of dealing with people who are not mature in Krishna consciousness. So anyway, you know these things better than I know. I'm just saying it for the benefit of everyone, not for the benefit of Parvita Prabhu, who for our benefit, brought out this point. Yeah.
But what if you try to make nice relation with somebody, and if you say to some devotees, okay, this is too much, I can't handle this, and I think your behavior is not, and if you do that in a really fair way, and you have completely opposite response, even when they discover very...
We already...
press more on that point, and they...
You said the word fair way. And that stuck in my brain, you know, because that's not Lord Nityananda's approach. It's not the fair way. It's what is the needed way, what they need, whatever they need to bring him back. Do whatever it takes to bring him back. Take the straw in your mouth, crawl on the floor, whatever it takes. Take him back, bring him back. That is the spirit. Not in a fair way. Whatever is needed. Beyond fair. More than what is reasonable. More than what is just. More than what is right. Don't consider who is right or who is wrong. Bring the person back. Consider millions of lifetimes in the material world. Can we just let somebody go just because we had a disagreement? Sorry, I didn't like your arguments. Why did you let me rot for 20 billion lifetimes? Well, you said something I didn't like. I really thought it was too much. And because you didn't apologize, you know, well, then 20 billion lifetimes for you. Isn't that a bit much for one wrong remark? Of a person who cannot control the mind and the senses very much.
And what if such a person is Prabhu and if is opposite sex, and then
yes.
you have some...
All right. Then he should suffer 20 billion lifetimes. Yes. Paravita Prabhu. Yeah. You're right. All the Vaishnavas confirm that you're right.
Yeah. That's why it's a problem. That's why we are insecure.
Yeah.
Because we are so conscious of our right, and we are right.
Yeah.
But because we don't understand that they are just little children in Krishna consciousness,
yeah.
And they feel like anything, and they can't take it.
Yeah. Very good point, little children. What would you do if your son runs away from home, you know, because of something that happened with his mother? He just doesn't want to come back. Now, what will you do, you know? Will you go back to him again and say, now listen, you know, like, I was right. You got to understand that I was right, okay? And listen now to your mother. I was right, you know, after all. Like, I mean, don't you understand? If you do it, you will lose your son. Yeah? Do you want to lose your son? Or will you at that time just shut up, you know? I know it's hard to shut up. Believe me, I know how hard it is. Oh, shut up. Will you just shut up? And will you just give him some love, maybe? Right? He's your son, after all, isn't it? Something like that. Shut up. Any other questions? What is giving love, huh? Yes. Well, giving love is that we are not only looking at what's important to us, but we're also looking at what's important to someone else. We're considering what lives in someone's heart, and we are sensitive to that. And then we try to help that person to come closer to Krishna. That's love. If you just are looking at what lives in someone's heart and you show feeling, but you're not bringing him closer to Krishna, then it's just sentimental. Right? But if you are trying to be kind to a person and sensitive to what lives in his heart and respect it, and at the same time bring him closer to Krishna, then that's love. What do you think of that definition? You have another one, Paravita?
Love is whatever the person... You're next. Whatever the person needs to feel so that he gets a feeling that you care about him. So one person it might be a hug, for another person you give him a book or a present. But at least that he knows this person likes you, he cares about you.
Yes.
Right. He knows I care about him.
Nice.
Can you wake him up? You can wake him up, or you can wash his clothes, or whatever.
Each another round. Please tell us your definition of love.
It's not mine, it's for the
fun. Yeah, please tell. Can you tell which they are? For, huh? Speak in that direction. The Dati Pratikrinati. Guyam. Chaiva. Yeah. The Dati Pratikrinati. Guyam Agati Prichati Bunte Bojayate Chaiva. Okay, you can write it down and tell them later. It goes too slow. It goes too slow for my impatient mind. I can't handle it. Any other question? Comment?
Quarrel between Nityananda and Advaita. So we use this argument that there can be existing of love between Krishna and the living entity if the living entity doesn't have the choice to become independent and go away. So then, but if Vishnu Tattva, there's love, but they cannot go away, they cannot fall into illusion or so how is this a good argument?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just as bewildered as you are. It's one of those things, right? One of those things that we can talk about. And I think we must enter into the mood and see that the point is made by the Acharyas that love must be a gift which is voluntarily given. Then if we're looking at what Krishna is doing, right, then we're actually seeing how amazing it is that Krishna can expend himself in this way, that he can manifest how love works, actually experience it. Yeah. The only reason why all the incarnations of the Lord are manifesting this love, right, is to deliver the conditioned souls, to bring them to the point of becoming totally absorbed in love of God, to increase the love of all the other living beings. We cannot think that it is complete. The Lord himself experiences love in all its different features. But without the independence there, the love is not complete. So the jivas are playing that role, right? To make it all complete, to give the, to also have this element manifested, yeah? Of like surrendering their independence. Vishnu Tattva doesn't have independence, so cannot, there's no independence, right? I am Lord Nityananda. Whatever he does, I do, right? Vishnu Tattva is one. But because this element of independence is so essential, that's why the jivas are there, right? So that the glory of love will, the testimony of the glory of love will be there, right? In its full glory. That's the best I can understand the matter. For the rest, we can save it for a rainy day. Together with Anu's jiva, the fall of the jiva, and a few of these other issues. Anything else? Okay. So, Nityananda Mahajan ki jai, Nityananda.